We pray. Lord, as we gather, and as we live under the shadow of your all-protecting arms, we pray for your blessing on us this day. Give us the sense of security in you, the confidence to face a new day, the relationships in it, the joys and the struggles as we hear and are challenged by our speakers. Let us know that we are always under your protecting care in all we do. Through the Son of Christ our Lord, in whom we pray. Amen. Hear the scripture.
Psychiatrist, huh?
pushed out of our comfort zone or our state of denial. We need to see that God is moving us out of that comfortable place where we are, and presenting us with very possibly some hard decisions, some difficult choices, but some real challenges. Dr. Fleming, former president of the University of Oregon, once made the statement that I have found always helpful. Life is full of tremendous challenges. Cleverly disguised as insolvable problems. God gives us those challenges to get us out of our comfort or out of our denial. God also comes to us with his Spirit. He comes to us with a reminder daily of our baptism, and assuring us we washed our face this morning, to overcome our fear of shame. To tell us that we need not fear, that he comes to us constantly saying, "Peace be with you. I give you my peace, a deeper peace that will enable you to deal with the fears of your ministry, the fears in your relationship, the fears that confront you in your daily life that keep you from change." And God comes to us in our overload, and he calls us to catch a vision. To try and picture the swamp, if you will. To try and get a sense for that larger picture within which we are living and moving and within which God needs to work through us. One of the interesting developments in recent times in business is that business encourages various institutions to write up a vision statement. And a lot of our churches now, other organizations, write up a vision statement. Why? Because you've got to have a sense of vision in order to change. We need to have that sense of where we're going, what the direction is for our institution, for our congregation, for the business, or else things don't happen. Without a vision, Robert says, or who says, without a vision, the people perish. It's the vision that calls us out of our comfort, out of our fears, out of our status quo overload, to understand again that we are part of God's bigger vision, God's larger work for us. And we need to be able to see past an individual news and ask ourselves honestly, this day and each day, what is it we're really about? How does what we are doing each day of our lives, how does that stack up against our vision of where we're going, of our calling, of that vision which God gives us individually? And how does that vision correlate with God's ultimate vision of his kingdom, of the fulfillment of all of our lives and of all of his creation? We are called to change. We need change. That's who needs change. Let's stand for the gospel canticle. Thank you.
entire block is pregnant. But each one of the children, she said, she doesn't have the appetite. And each time she has a child, I said, way out there, she's not going to get it all. And with this one, she's had a real work.
Pray for Stephanie, oh Lord. In her pregnancy, give her the strength to be able to take nourishment for strength. Guide her through this pregnancy, and as you will allow her this time to be able to overcome those difficulties or needs, and ultimately to be able to deliver a healthy child. Lord, in mercy, give her your prayer. God, we reach to you those who are the victims of the earthquake in Taiwan. All those who suffer the tragedies of those many lives. God, be with them in their suffering. Let our hearts, in our small ways, reach out to their hearts in care and in encouragement. Let your spirit work in ways which only you can work to somehow bring about the resumption of life and hopefulness in that tragic land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Please join in the song prayer, the Lord's Prayer.